And I want to start with that first reading from the book of Exodus, because in this reading from the book of Exodus, we hear Moses talking to the people and telling them to keep all of the ordinances that the Lord has given them, and they say that we are going to do this. And then we see here a Jewish ritual that we see in the Passover ritual. Moses offers up animals in sacrifice and takes the blood and splashes the blood on the altars and on the people themselves. And we know that in the Passover, this was the same thing, right? When Moses was leading the people out of Egypt, isn't that what he had them do? He told them to procure the lamb. The lamb was to be slaughtered, and then its blood was to be sprinkled on the doorposts of their houses, of the houses of the Israelites in Egypt, so that when the angel of the Lord went through, he would pass over those houses. And that was the last plague on Israel, when the angel of the Lord passed over the Israelites' houses in Egypt and slayed the firstborn of everyone else. And that was the final cue to Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. But the point I'd like to make is that our Lord does not abolish the old ritual. Christianity does not abolish Judaism. Christianity fulfills Judaism. And this is what we see in the second reading from the letter to Hebrews. The authorship has always been disputed about the letter to Hebrews. Some suggest it's Paul, some suggest others. But what we do know is that it was written to the Hebrew Christians. And the point that the author is making in this reading that we heard as our second reading is that Christ, what I just said, that Christ is fulfilling the old ritual. He's not abolishing it. And what does he say? He said, if the blood of goats and calves was able to sanctify those who were defiled, as we heard in the first reading, if that had a certain power to it, how much more the blood of Christ? How much more the blood of Christ when we receive that on the doorpost of our body, when we receive on our tongue, in our mouth, the sacred flesh and blood of Jesus Christ to sanctify us, to cleanse us? That's the point that second reading is making, is that Christ came not to abolish the old ritual, but to fulfill it. And this is what we see finally in the gospel. We're very familiar with the story. It was at the Last Supper. Our Lord was celebrating the Passover. As a good observant Jew, our Lord was celebrating the Passover, the annual feast commemorating, again, as I said in the beginning, when the angel of the Lord passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and struck everyone else dead. And they're celebrating the annual feast of Passover with the unleavened bread and the wine. And here, our Lord, we see this very point. Our Lord does not abolish the old ritual. He fulfills it. It says, in the midst of celebrating the Passover, he takes the bread. He says the blessing. What was the blessing? The blessing was the ancient Passover blessing. But then he adds something new to it. He says, and this is my body. And then with the wine, following the ancient ritual of Passover, takes the wine, says the ancient blessing, and then adds something new. And this is my blood. You know, as Catholics, one of the things that distinguishes us from other Christians is that we interpret the Bible in its proper context. You know, if you take anything out of the Bible, out of its context, you can find justification for just about anything. But we interpret the Bible in its context. And what that means is that sometimes, when you interpret it correctly, you're going to interpret it figuratively. But other times, when you interpret it correctly in its context, you have to say, you know, this person was being quite literal. And this is one of the circumstances where we see our Lord speaking quite literally. He's not speaking metaphorically here. And we know elsewhere in Scripture, our Lord says, my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. And unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I mean, our Lord is being pretty clear here. This is my body. This is my blood. Our Lord taking the bread and the wine, transforming it into his own body and blood. But why does he do this? He does this so that we would have a memorial of what he was about to do the next day, namely suffering and dying on the cross. Because again, our Lord here And I'll wrap up with this. Our Lord is functioning here both as the priest who makes the sacrifice, because after all, he is the one, as the second reading says, who offers to God the Father through the eternal Spirit. Our Lord makes the sacrifice on the altar of the cross, but he is also the victim itself. Our Lord is the priest offering the sacrifice, and he is the victim being sacrificed. Our Lord gave us the Eucharist, taking bread and wine, turning it into his own flesh and blood. And that's what he's about to do right here at the altar through the priesthood. Our Lord himself is going to speak those words through me that he spoke at the Last Supper. Turn bread and wine into his own flesh and blood. And as priest, he is going to offer it to God the Father, just as he did on the cross, on Calvary. In fact, we are going to be sacramentally representing the same sacrifice of Calvary. It's not a different sacrifice. It's the same sacrifice. And we are tapping into that anew. But what are we offering? We are offering Christ himself. After all, we can't offer God much that we have. None of our sacrifices, no matter how great they are going to be, is ever going to make up for our sin, which incurred an infinite debt. And so Jesus Christ, in taking on our humanity, he takes the guilt that is properly ours. By becoming one of us, he is able to take on himself the guilt that is properly ours. But as God, because he is fully man and fully God, as God, he is able to pay an infinite debt. And he did that on the cross, and he renews that every single time we come to the Mass. So on this Feast of Corpus Christi, let's thank God for the great gift of the Eucharist, that he gives us his own flesh and blood, that Christ gives us his own flesh and blood, which is substantially united to his divinity, the same divinity he shares with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Let's thank God today for the gift of the Eucharist, that he gives us his flesh and blood to cleanse us of our sins, that the ritual has not been abolished but fulfilled. And let's always be aware of Christ's presence in the Eucharist. Let's renew our own faith in the Eucharist, and we're going to have a chance to do that in the procession. That we follow Jesus Christ in our lives, and we worship the Eucharist. Even under the appearance of bread and wine, we renew our own faith that it is actually Jesus Christ present in the Eucharist.